There is this caveat. The flights must remain below 10,000 feet in altitude, where the oxygen system isn't needed. Normally, T-45 pilots train at altitudes of about 14,000. Aircrew will also wear a modified mask that circumvents the onboard oxygen generator system.
I am deeply concerned for the safety of our pilots and for our community regarding the challenges with the oxygen systems in the T-45 aircraft.
Monitoring the Navy's investigation is Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Fort Walton Beach Republican and a member of the House Armed Services Committee.
What I was most troubled by were the descriptions of pilots of the symptoms. The symptoms of this unique form of hypoxia were immediate and debilitating. I spoke to pilots who have no idea how they landed their aircraft.
Another pilot told Gaetz he was affected by the malfunction, but his co-pilot was not. And that probably was what saved their lives, the co-pilot's ability to land. Gaetz on Monday sent a letter to the Navy requesting an update on the diagnostic testing now underway, saying in part that every corner of the federal government should be involved.
We shouldn't just have the smartest minds in the Navy working on this. We should have every chemist, toxicologist, engineer at our disposal, because we will be in a state of elevated risk that is not tolerable until we accurately diagnose the challenges with the T-45, and we have not yet done that.
Part of that work now is studying the findings of the Air Force, which faced a similar problem with its F-22 aircraft. Besides the T-45, the Navy has other challenges in the F-18, the backbone of naval aviation.
In the F-18, there are cabin pressurization issues that are not present in the T-45, and we're actively engaged in that diagnosis now. The F-22 had this problem in the Air Force. They were able to ascertain 13 different problems.
In a written statement, Rear Admiral Mike Shoemaker, Naval Air Force's commander, said pilots will be able to complete 75% of training flights at the lower altitude with the modified masks. But one sticking point, according to Gaetz, is that no two systems on aircraft are alike.
One of the things the pilots shared with me is that each and every one of these aircraft are very different. The way that air enters the oxygen system and flows out of it is different in the different aircraft, and we've seen the highest acuity of challenges in the T-45.
Meanwhile, engineering testing and analysis continue at Pax River Naval Air Station, Maryland. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.